This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate news this Thursday is, of course, Comcast and the $45 billion that it wants to spend to buy Time Warner Cable, thus uniting America's two biggest cable companies. It will draw the keen interest of the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission, which will be looking for the impact on consumers and competition. But hold the phone, everybody, because in a media world that is changing even as we speak, it's entirely possible that the biggest competition for these two companies doesn't come from the cable world at all. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains now from New York.
These cable companies bring tens of millions of Americans their TBS and Nickelodeon. But as Porter Bibb at MediaTek Capital Partners reminds us, they deliver a lot more than pay TV.
This transaction is really all about broadband, not so much cable. There may be a good 5, even 10 years of profitable business left for cable, but the business is rapidly transitioning into broadband.
Antitrust regulators are also looking beyond cable. Down the road, a bigger Comcast could make life harder for streaming services like Netflix in order to promote its own products. Harvard Law professor Susan Crawford and other skeptics of the merger worry that a new cable giant could hurt innovation and raise prices for all of us.
This makes the fate of companies like Netflix very uncertain, because in order to reach us as subscribers, they've got to go through that gatekeeper.
It's complicated, and some of this depends on what happens in courts. But a bigger Comcast could also play hardball with ESPN. University of Iowa antitrust law professor Herb Hovenkamp says scaling up enables Comcast to drive a harder bargain in those tough fights that sometimes black out channels.
A bigger buyer that's able to get lower prices is probably going to benefit consumers.
If they pass the savings on to us, that is. Regulators will weigh all this. It's likely they'll approve the deal, but only with concessions from Comcast. Cable TV may be shrinking, but broadband is exploding, which means how the feds treat this deal will impact all of us. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.